got a quorum.
You guys want to wait and give them another 5 minutes and see if they show up?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think actually, Sharon, you should start the meeting. Let them explain why they're late.
Yep.
I'm good.
Martha is on the line.
Oh, hi, Martha.
And Jack's not yet, right?
There is ending in 3229. So
no,
I'm
Jack will
sure.
be 9299.
Who is the participant with the phone number ending in 3229?
That would be Court Boys. Good day, all.
Hi, Court. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There comes Roy.
Sharon. She was over there snatching the gavel.
Yeah. I'm going to get myself a dish. Court Boys is on the phone, and Martha, and Richard.
We're starting at 2:05. We'll give her a couple more minutes.
Right on, thank you. Burn the tires off that little green truck. Smoking. 25 minutes, maybe a couple passing by at the right. That's the construction zone.
Oh, dear.
Well, it turned out to be an accident on me.
Well, I'm glad you were able to make it.
We're betting against me where you can.
Sharon,
you were betting against me where you're
grabbing the gavel.
I was trying to talk Sharon into starting the meeting. You're late. You know, she doesn't hear it.
I kept thinking about, man, I can't let Ken get another one on me. Can't let Ken get another one. Keep going, Green Truck.
Green Truck.
Is that a misprint on the? You got 5,000. I thought you were asking 15,000 on that truck.
Yeah,
15.
I got 15.
Well, on your science, it's 5. I just looked at it.
No, it doesn't.
5,000 three times.
Oh, that's what the times three says.
Yeah. Times three.
And we're at Rogue Credit Union. Rogue, the one we come up with a picture of. I'm going to take it from my husband.
Oh, you won't. I'm selling that, I don't believe.
We'll see. Oh, Joe, anywhere. About 5 minutes. We can only start without them if we don't.
Ken, have you seen the covered covered parking
in Crescent
City with the panels on it?
Solar panels.
Yeah, we're not going to try to go for anything like that, are we?
Why not?
Don't we want to enclose?
Yeah, we want them enclosed.
Okay,
I don't know that they must have a plan for parking also, or crap your storage or something.
I have no idea what they got a plan for that. All of the solar panel.
If it'd be one heck of a waste of covered space. They wouldn't need to elevate them like that if they weren't going to use the surface underneath.
I just haven't been able to talk to Charlie what their intentions are, but it's...
So they got approached by, so they get 5 cents per kilowatt hour or something like that off their power bill for allowing those to be there.
Did you see the government?
So that's just power feeding the grid.
Advertising.
Over there, and they get five cents
per... How many kilowatt...
I'm not exactly... They said they get 5 cents off. I'm assuming it's per kilowatt hour or something per...
They're advertising a new
to do it, but I think as far as underneath them, I think there's some rules about what you can and can't do.
I don't think
they're all
solar
panels.
So you've been doing
they're gonna have to go to access.
I'm in trouble.
I checked. I called.
call you.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a covered.
It's nice you could
cover the door.
Like, I was all excited.
Wow, that's cool.
And they put them up like in a week, done, gone, and now.
What are the
nice you could
that's
pick
rising jobs right now.
I know. I was out in the ocean.
I was just reading green. You can't find a canning jar in this town.
There's a
quart jar.
No, but Kyle got a few.
I can't believe it.
Not
the world's going tomorrow.
Okay. We're good? Recording? Okay, we'll bring this meeting to order September 3rd, 2020 at 2 p.m. Can we get a roll call, please, Danielle?
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Roy?
Here. And I also am informed that Court Boyce and Martha are also on this conference call.
Yes.
Court?
It sounds like I might be in trouble. Am I okay?
Oh, no, you're great. I just welcome you. And Martha, can we hear from you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thanks, everybody, for being on that conference call. Do we have any modifications, additions, and or changes to the agenda as written today?
No.
No.
Okay. At this time, would the board members like to declare any potential conflict of interest as this agenda is written today?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as written today?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written today.
I'll second it.
You have a second. Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. We have one public comment before us today. Gary Hertong, don't need to speak. Romp. Would you like to speak, Gary? I can't read everything here.
You can't read my writing?
I'll be honest with you, Gary.
Anyway, the only thing I would like to see have done over in the kite field where the parking is, people are blocking the ambulance entrance, you know, for the ramps. They're parking in that space, and I can see why, because they're so faded out. And I was just wondering if they couldn't at least paint those in there. So the ambulance, if there was a problem down on the port on the docks and stuff like that, they would be able to back up to it.
Are you talking the like the loading area?
Yeah, the loading area and where the ambulance goes.
Emergency.
I think there was a couple of them down there that would.
Yeah, we can. We'll go through and touch up some paint there.
Did the port do the painting on the one way out towards the beach? Because it's a really nicely done job. Whoever did it.
Yeah. Well, between the port and Strom, they did the Strom did the yellow line and the arrows, and then the port's doing the parking stalls.
Yeah, it seemed to be working really well down there. I haven't seen any problems as far as traffic coming the other way. All right. Thank you, Gary. Okay, we're moving on to action items. Action item A, Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. Travis?
1 second. Okay. So before you guys are the first set of drawings from Jack. You'll also see in some of the information that you guys received. The estimated costs and budgets for what we have, you'll see Jack's are in black, which is everything included in the drawings that you see. That number is over our total amount that we're going to be able to expend on this project. So in the red are some revised numbers to get our project numbers down. You know, some of which, when you're looking in your in the site maps, that were on the 11 by 17, Roy, the ones you have in your hand, these ones right here. We went through, it's on C3, C4, and C5 of the drawings. You'll see a black X there next to the RV park spots, along the basin there that are kind of out in the road. There on the next page on C4, you'll see we reduced the amount of paving that'll be done on the roads, how far down they come in. You'll see on road B, which is on the left-hand side, the two black X's, moving left to right, road C, there's an X. Road A, towards the end of it, we turned the road that's kind of making it come out more towards the catalyst right there, and then not coming quite as far down to the fuel tanks and the Hallmark area. So reducing that, and then reducing basically the RV park storage buildings. That's what we're going to need to do right now to bring this project under cost. Jack currently is probably on the phone with, I think it's OEM right now, looking at the hazard mitigation program and seeing if we can get more money than the $500,000. But he's working on that. And there's a lot of other projects that we have to see where they fall to see if the funding pot has any more money that we would be eligible for to use. So this basically is what we're asking for. With the changes that we've made, without the black X's, to continue moving forward and submitting this, with the changes that we've made with the revised price schedule, estimated schedule, and then keep us moving forward. Is there any questions? I'm sure I'll do the best I can to answer all the ones I can.
Joe, any questions? Jobs? Ken?
I don't know enough about it yet to ask a question.
Sharon?
I'm just trying to understand these figures. I mean, they have seemed to, where it says the total, they seem to be the same on every page. So
it is, you'll see, so on, let's look at the RV boat and gear storage.
Sure.
This page?
Yeah.
Can you see this page?
Let's see, John.
It says RV park, boat, and gear right at the very top of the heading. Okay, so with this one, this is reducing. You'll see in C4 in the drawings, you have all the RV park storage that would be in where the green building was.
Right.
That was asked to be in here from the last meeting.
Right.
So we could start establishing costs and, you know, what it would kind of look like. So that those figures, that the number to complete all that work up there is figured into it. And you'll see it on the top, $827,000 for the steel prefab building, all the rock, the asphalt, everything to do that.
Yeah.
So right now we're not going to be able to, we don't have the budget to do that right now with what's going to be allowed to us. So we had, this gives us an entire plan to look at. So now we have to look at this and start whittling down the project to what we absolutely have to do to make it through. Because our sediment that we're putting on here, that we're pumped, the dredge spoils that we're putting on here, has to be capped and controlled some way. We have to be capped. So, you know, up here on the RV park, sir, that's not necessarily, we don't need spoils necessarily up there. So we kind of, we're taking that off and we're confining our spoils now to more the roadway into where the step up of it is,
yeah,
and trying to just knock down what we have to actually end up capping on top.
Okay.
Because the capping of it is what's getting expensive, and the hazard mitigation program with our contribution too right now is $750,000. So we're trying to get it, you know, that's why we're working on hazard mitigation to see if there's any more money left that we can tap into so we can get as much of this capped as we can. But that's why we started deducting, and that's why you'll see in the red, that's Gary's revised numbers.
I see.
To get us down, you know, our 300, you'll see 366,000
mm-hmm.
there. That's for this area, for the buildings. And as you keep looking through, you'll see that the red number
mm-hmm.
changes on top. The bottom number, the 961, doesn't change because that's the total number that we're looking for right now after our revision. So
right.
It's still a little bit high. 961 is still a little bit high from what we have, but if we can get the hazard mitigation program to pump in a little bit more money, we're starting to walk ourselves back into something that's okay.
Right.
So, dress spoils, does Jack have any, does he have any information at all or statistics on that dredge spoil that it's going to compact? I mean, is the compaction going to be suitable for our whatever we're going to cap
yes,
that
it
with?
Is. That Jack has told us that, yes, our dredge spoil is suitable.
Can
for
you
compaction.
Ask Jack if he can provide any data on that for us, please? Written data?
Yep.
It seems like it doesn't have a lot of really, really fine silt in it.
It does. After it dries out, you know, one of the, you know, another one that was a perfect example, but I had dredging in Gold Beach, kind of similar sediments is that, but once it dries out, it's rock hard, but he'll definitely be able to provide us
and
with something saying,
it
doesn't turn, no, you'll have to compact it, but that's also why when you do something like this, why they do require you to cap it. They don't want that material moving,
right.
You know, again, but it is a suitable base.
Okay.
But yes,
yeah,
I can. Jack can provide some sort of line item on what we have here.
Yeah,
just saying that it's a suitable, it's a suitable material for compaction.
Somewhere there has, if this has been done before, there has to be core samples somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Roy, I have a question.
Kim,
Travis, looking at the recommended motion, have we turned in a portion of this grant or request, or and we're coming back to modify it, or are we simply, this is the first time we're submitting the grant with the modifications that Gary wants to make?
This will be the first time that we're submitting it with the modifications.
And we have no financial money in turning in this request?
No. This is for the request for the $500,000.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions or discussion for Travis? Sharon?
Yes, this is Richard.
Richard, please.
I have a bunch. I have a whole bunch.
Okay.
So Travis, I'm referring to the Kitefield RV Park, and I'm having a hard time figuring this out. At the top, we talk about concrete pad paving. I assume that's at each site, and that's been zeroed out. We've gone from 22 sites and then down to 3 sites to a total of 25 sites, and now we're down to 18 sites. So explain to me what's happened here. Are we just going to put in asphalt paving for those sites and
yes.
That's it?
Asphalt for the sites right now, yes. That's what we're proposing for to bring that cost down. We lump sum the whole asphalt number down there towards the bottom. 25 sites included the sites out there that's actually in the parking lot right now, the third row that you see there.
Yeah.
That includes the 25 that we've now taken out. And the 18, so there's, what does that leave it? 1, 2, 3. So there's 17 sites then that basically remain, and me and Gary were looking at where the elevations change that we think maybe one or two more can even get put in there. So that's, we revised it at a conservative number of 18. There might be 19 or 20 if we look at them and put them in, right? But the 25 came down from the ones that we've already removed where the black X's by the basin. Those were kind of inadvertently put in there by Jack, but like we said, it's easy enough to take these things out for now. So, you know, another reason why we took them out is so that there's parking on both sides of that bathroom for access to the ramp. As the time goes on, we might look at maybe putting some other sites back there farther in the corner maybe, but for right now, we wanted to keep the parking lot open, bring the site numbers down, and then, yes, we wanted to, we changed all the concrete to asphalt to help drop some of the cost, you know, back into what we think we can do.
So what I'm, is there going to be other major changes? Are we going to basically have an RV park that has asphalt sites, grass around them, and that sort of executive feel that we talked about at the beginning, or is this a completely different idea?
We still have the same idea, but this drawing that you're looking at is not necessarily we're not locking into this conceptual plan necessarily for what the end game of the RV park, but with what this is for is to let HMGP know what our final plan is for that area, because we need to use dredge spoils there as well, and we're going to have to come up with we have to cap these materials. So by putting these RV parks, you know, this is what we're telling them what our end game plan is of what we're using to cover up those dredge spoils. So we're not making necessarily any decisions on the RV park, or, you know, we had to get something on here for the sake of this grant. So Jack got us something close to what we were talking about, but we are not making this our RV park plan. This is our hazard mitigation plan to cap our dredge spoils.
All right. Okay, that helps. Yeah, that helps a lot. I was about to have a conniption, but I get it.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, one. This, whatever Gary turns in, is not necessarily the final draft of the plan. It most likely would get revised one more time.
Most likely we're going to be going over this again. Like I said, this is for the sake of the hazard mitigation program, so they can start getting work on, so they know what our plan is for what we're doing with the material. After the material is laid down, this is what we plan on end game.
Okay, Sharon has a question. I didn't hear you, Sharon.
No, this is now back similar to what we had talked about before.
Correct.
Now that they've removed the other.
That is correct.
That was in.
That is correct.
I think that was the conversation error between Jack and us of what we were looking for doing there.
That's fine. And I think that if need be, if we need to use part of that area, which is very wide, we could accommodate that.
Right.
Thank you for everything.
Court, do you have any questions or input?
No, good meeting, Mr. Chair. Just listening carefully there. Travis and Gary kept me in line for our future wastewater treatment program. We've got an application to get in if it can possibly come together by the end of this month. So we've got our fingers crossed, and Gary and I hopefully will have something to present with Coos Kerry Douglas Business Development, Oregon Business, and SCDC. So I won't bore you anymore, but I think that Kerry County is due for another big block grant. As you know, it comes through the state. So no higher priority, in my opinion. That's all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Court. Thank you very much. Martha, do you have anything to add?
Excuse me. No, I do not.
Okay. Are we ready for a motion, board?
I'm ready.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the completion of the mitigation plan?
I'll make a motion to approve completing the mitigation grant for FEMA DR4452 and allow the port manager to sign grant documents to be submitted to Oregon Emergency Management.
Can I get a second? Before we get a second on that, it is in our rules and ordinances that the manager can sign emergency procurements. So that is with Gary's authority. Can we get a second on Ken's motion, please?
I second it.
Roll call Danielle, please.
Sharon? Yes. Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item B, Newport office COVID-19 compliance. Travis?
Okay. So the port has recently entered into a coronavirus relief fund. It provides reimbursable funds for COVID-19 measured expenses. This amount was revised to not exceed $253,000. These reimbursable dollars are on a first-come, first-served used basis until the funding source is exhausted. Many special districts in Oregon have the same type of agreement. So we have already submitted some of our time for cleaning bathrooms, our PPE. We submitted that. They were very forthcoming with the payment. We got it in about 2 days. So we want to continue to use those funds for all the possibilities that we can to better help us in the future and keep us all here and working. So we came up with a plan to build a new office. Our current office does not allow for the space. We have to kick everybody out if we want to have meetings with anybody of the public. So we are coming to you guys with a plan of a building, a plan of a layout, and Martha has reviewed the guidelines. And Martha?
Yes.
What did you, what's your understanding of what you're reading that we can spend this money in? How do you understand it?
Well, Gary presented this to me, and his reading of the basically limited information that's out there, and I agree with him. I think it's well reasoned. I think the project meets the criteria that are listed. And what's in your staff report is listed in Exhibit A. That comes straight from the law itself. However, there is also, it seems to be in line with these sort of examples of projects that have been given, as well as the FAQ. But I just want you to be, you know, beware that I can't give you any guarantees, but I agree that it seems to be in line with all of the, with the best information that we have as to the projects that would be eligible under the funding source.
Thank you.
So Martha, are we good to go with making a motion to continue on this?
Yes, you are, but I just want to be clear that if the you know, this is a reimbursement, so the port has to put the money out, ask for reimbursement, and there's always the possibility that it be declared, you know, not eligible. I think it fits within the criteria. That's my opinion. That was, you know, Gary's and Trey's, everybody's opinion that's looked at it, and I agree. But I can't guarantee that. So I just want you to know that there is some possibility out there that it would not be reimbursed.
Are we gambling, Martha?
To a certain extent, I don't know enough about the program or projects that have already been approved or not approved to really give you like a, you know, percentage. This is a new program, and I think the project fits within the criteria. It certainly seems to match all three of the criteria that are set forth. So I'm not sure exactly what their basis would be for denying it.
Okay, thank you, Martha. We have a question from Sharon.
So is there a way we can, a place we can contact and get an answer to that?
If you read in here, we reached out and we talked to the Corona Relief Fund team.
Yes.
That does this. So they provided us with two links. And that's how we've put together the bullet points there, the port office is inadequate for both employees. So it gives you the criteria. They won't tell you if yes, it meets it or not. They won't tell you. Because what they specifically tell you is to consult your attorney, you know, whoever your counsel is. So Gary and I and Martha have looked through the requirements. Gary feels, Martha stated that she feels that we're meeting this criteria.
Okay.
There's nobody that's going to tell us that no, it isn't currently right now. Now, this is money that we have to put out first. So is what our proposed plan is that we'll be spending this out of our reserve fund and then reimbursing our reserve fund through it. It is a time-sensitive project. We're going to push this extremely quick. And, you know, like Martha said, that the Gantt, you know, we are up against the time clock. The money will exhaust. But reading everything that we have and, you know, like Martha said, it is a certain amount of gamble to an extent, but I feel like we're meeting the criteria set forth to be able to do it.
That's good. That what if it did fall through, you know, off, then yep. Where would we be sitting? Okay.
That's why we're here. You know, there is a risk,
well,
you know, involved
happen.
With it. We do turn in reimbursements monthly, so it's not like we're going to be spending out the entire project and then waiting to see if we get all that money back. We will, you know, this will be taken down in chunks. We will find out, you know, as this project's going, if the money runs out. We are on a monthly schedule as far as being reimbursed. So we're not putting the entire project out. So there is, you know, but we're on a month-to-month basis on it right now. So if this does get approved, we'll be hitting the ground running on it and getting it up as soon as possible.
It sure seems like everybody else has been getting this COVID money without any trouble whatsoever.
Yeah.
There probably is some risk because all of it is new. Mm-hmm. The team we're contacting, they've never done this before. They don't know the answers. That's why they're telling us to consult our counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Our counsel doesn't know because Marcia just said it's all new. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel there's a risk with everything that we do.
And I think it's important to, I'm sorry.
Within our government right now, I think there's a risk with anything could happen right now. But I feel like if the management and staff feels like it's a good to go thing, we've contacted all the right people. My opinion is to recommend a motion to continue. But Charles, you have something to say?
I was just the part that me personally keep looking back to, and I've talked to Gary about, is that we're currently not working in a fully compliant building. And,
right.
You know, we are, you know, we do have to be here to do our jobs. We can't do our jobs from home. And for us to successfully do it, this is a step that we need to make that, you know, we're really blessed that there's funding available to do it
absolutely.
And get us into a building that we're safe to work in. So.
And beautifies the port as well. So,
Roy, can I ask a question?
Absolutely, please.
So I'm going to restate this, Travis, to make sure I have this right. So what we're about to do is if we approve this, the port will go ahead and begin construction on a new office building with the hopes that we will be reimbursed by the COVID fund. If we are not reimbursed by the COVID fund, we still have enough reserve funds to cover the cost of doing the construction. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Chair Davis?
Yes, please, Court.
Yeah, real quick here, 34 of the 36 counties have not received but a small portion of the care relief funds that were targeted for local governments, tribes, and cities. And there's a lot of money there. So through AOC, Association of Oregon Counties, they're pushing as hard as they can. A lot of the states are in this predicament where they're holding up the funds, and that's not what the federal government intended. So if there's any way we can help and join forces, we simply cannot hurt. But I just want you to know that we are really, I'm really focused on this, and I think AOC is doing a tremendous job. We'll wait and see, and it should be within hopefully 2 months. So let us know if we can help.
We will do that. Thank you, Court. Absolutely. Thank you for that offer. Anybody want to make a motion?
No, I have some questions first.
Ken?
You've got the engineered drawings from Rhino, which is in Texas. Have you contacted any other metal building?
We've been in contact with a couple other metal buildings. Currently, right now, we haven't received a, we've made a contact with them, and we haven't received anything back yet. Rhino's the only one that has actually got us anything back to us right now that we can work with.
Does this company, Rhino, have a manufacturing plant in some local, you know, close to us in California, or?
I believe it comes from California.
Pardon me?
I believe it comes from California.
Okay.
Our manufacturer.
So the ship is what I'm getting to is what it costs, because you're going to have multiple truckloads. Steel right now, steel buildings are usually within $1,000 of each other on price. It comes down to the shipping. Mm-hmm. So the next question I have is, we're looking at this being our office building for the next 50 years, basically. A metal building with standard roofing, standard metal sheeting on the sides is not the most attractive building. It is also the most, the manufacturers will not warranty the panels when you're sitting on the ocean. They will void the warranty. That's right off the top. And I don't know of a single manufacturer that will warranty panels when you're at ocean, or, you know, within a mile or so of the ocean. I would first and foremost recommend that we have a contractor. Second is that we do an exterior which does not affect the structural engineering of the building. We have an exterior hardy plank, is what everything in this country is built with, or paneling that is identical to what we have here in the commercial center. Also, the roofing should be something, a comp roof or something. I don't know the cost difference, but if we have a contractor, it shouldn't take but a few phone calls, and they can give us the price difference between getting metal panels from Texas shipped out here, or having something that fits aesthetically with what we already have.
Do we have a contractor
with
us? No. I gave Gary the name of one that did the metal building for that carpenter tire place.
Yes. Okay.
You need somebody that's erected a metal building before. Mm-hmm. I mean, that part of it's really straightforward. I don't, you know, looking at this sheet you presented, the metal building company is going to do the exterior. You still got to do all the interior framing. So is all of the lumber, is that figured into your $82 a square foot? Seems like a pretty reasonable
as
price.
Well, we, me and Gary Briggs basically broke it down to a cost per room and then added it together and then got $82 a square foot. That should be electrical, sheetrock, HVAC.
Right. It's
it was
estimates, but it's not bids, you know. And I'm not opposed to the project in any way, shape, or form, but I would like to see any the realistic costs of making the exterior of this building, which we're going to be looking at for the next 50 years, fit in with what we have here.
Have you seen that done? Have you seen metal buildings when they change the...
They have all... Pardon me?
Have you seen that? I haven't seen that. I'll look into it.
Every one of these building manufacturers has photos of finished projects that... I mean, you can do brick, you can do stucco, you can do anything you want on the exterior.
Okay.
In this environment that we live in, hardy plank is pretty much the construction, exterior construction material. This is not hardy plank that our commercial center, but it's still much more durable than the sheet metal panels would be. And as far as the roofing, a comp roof is, I'd like to see those prices compare. And if it's way out of line, then, you know, we go with the metal building, if that's what everybody agrees to.
Travis, can you get this information all tomorrow? Could we have another meeting Monday?
Would
that be too soon?
Monday is a holiday, and we're not going to be here. I would say if we set another meeting out for Wednesday next week, we should be able to put together the column and get our answers back in enough time.
I don't want to lose the time sensitive on this. I do agree with Ken on the construction of that exterior.
Okay.
And the comp roof. Joe, you agree?
Side by side. I know a lot of people are going to metal roofs now and they're not having a problem, but I'd like to see the comparison.
Well, the only thing, the metal roof, it's not going to look that attractive. Looks like your shop.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's no warranty on it. So I'd like to know the cost difference with a comp roof that matches what we have down here and an exterior that's compatible with what we have down here.
Well, good point. Great point. So we'll plan on a meeting. Travis, you'll have that information out to us, the meeting time and date.
Yes, I will go over this with Gary, and Gary will make sure you guys get notified.
Because we have to advertise that for 24 hours, correct, on the website,
yes.
Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
So if we advertise...
Well, I'll be able to talk to him tomorrow about it, and we'll be able to advertise it by
Tuesday.
Friday or Tuesday and make it happen.
Okay, sounds good. So
we're going to probably shoot for a 2 o'clock during the day.
And then
what's the name?
2 o'clock.
Two o'clock.
Okay.
Plus I'm in the
Richard, 2 o'clock, okay for you?
I have the PFMC meeting on the 8th and 9th. I think they're going all day, but don't plan around me.
Richard, are you okay with what we're going to look for here and then come back? Would you be good with a vote if we like the price differences, they or nay? Would you be okay with a yes vote on that exterior hardy plank and a composite roof?
Depends on the price difference, Roy.
Okay,
that's
remember,
what I'm saying. We're potentially spending down our reserve funds here, so I would want to be as careful with that as we could.
Correct.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to see a comparison and see what the difference is, and I'll have to leave it up to you guys to determine what's appropriate. But I'd like to see this building get built if we can afford to do it.
Right.
Okay, thank you for that, Richard. So for today, we're going to table the recommended motion on the new office building, and hopefully we can have another meeting by Wednesday of this coming week. We're going to compare some other prices on some exterior building materials, and Travis, Gary will let us know about our next meeting as soon as possible due to time sensitive money is being handed out here.
Roy, I'd like to also suggest that Gary or Travis get a hold of a couple of contractors and get a guesstimate of what they would charge to you know, oversee this job.
So our plan, just so once we have it approved, something that for them to look at, once we come to, we immediately we want to put something out in the paper to solicit some contractors, and it'll be based upon basically their credentials and what they can do and time and how fast they can get it started. So there'll be a couple of things that we have to look at.
The contractor should have experience in erecting a metal building.
Right. And we want to leave a lot of things open. We'll be talking with Martha and Jack to try and get a some sort of an RFP together that fits what we want and put that out. So it probably won't run for very long. It might be maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Right.
Get what we can so we can get the ball rolling on it.
Absolutely. Any further discussion from the board?
No.
All right. No information items. Commissioner's comments. Joe? Ken?
No.
Has all the commissioners been in the office and seen the charts with all the funding? Well, this one right here. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Okay. Sharon, any comments?
I think we're moving in the right way.
I absolutely.
Thank you.
How about Gary? You got any comments, Gary? Danielle? All right. Our next regular meeting date is scheduled for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020 at 6 p.m. With that being said, Martha, Richard, and Court, thank you for joining in on the phone line. Very, very much appreciated.
Now, I've been on the phone for a while too, Jack Aiken. I just wanted you to know. Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything good to tell us?
Yeah, hear from Jack.
I just had a great meeting with Julie. You guys might remember the, of course you do, the process we went through at the, basin number one, you know, what we sometimes have called the sport basin, where FEMA came in somewhat uninformed and said that there were 11 piles that were bad. We took issue with it, and basically with mitigation, the PA process, we got another 30, and then with the HMGP, we got another 52 or 51 for a total of 92. We didn't have that many to do, so we did all of them, and we were able to get 84 of them completely paid by this kind of program. Well, this one that we're looking at right now, this large project, I think you guys must have talked about it in my absence while I was talking with Julie. That conversation with Julie at the OEM was fairly long because it was so informative. And basically, Julie said, you know, Jack, you guys have a lot of records of landslide repairs, and you're allowed to use the government projects that you've done in the past as justification for recurrence, that is, how often it happens. And the idea of getting money is that you show the benefit. So she has made it clear that we can get up to the maximum amount that we need, up to the amount of matching that we can get from Business Oregon, by utilizing the PA mitigation program on a path on 4432. Gary, you know which one I mean. And so the really good news is that we can get the money that we need right up to the amount needed to match it. So
What is that matching number from Business Oregon? It's whatever Business Oregon needs to match, right?
I think that Gary should answer that question.
Gary's not here.
Oh, Gary, well, I think the matching amount was $1 million.
That's what I thought.
So that means that we have $4 million that we can get granted to us, and then, you know, 25% of that will be paid by the matching. So no money out of pocket, and that will give us slope repairs, that will give us pavement, that will give us, stormwater systems to protect and to help us mitigate our other problem of DEQ exceedances, which is one of our main justifications here, to get rid of that exceedance problem we're having. with chemicals found in our stormwater. So, I mean, you get it. And the only other, by the way, Travis and the rest of the commission, the only other way I know of that I've been doing research as far other than paving and redirection of stormwater control is by on-site outfall treatment. That is putting treatment facilities in to catch the stormwater and treat it before it goes to outfall to be tested. And my research puts us in the millions as far as that cost, and then a lot of money just to maintain it. And so this is a much more elegant and useful and enduring, with a much more longer useful life, way of doing it. So if we can couple this in as part of the project that we're trying to do with 4432 and 4452, we have really hit a home run. And so it looks like in talking with Julie, there's a lot of work involved here, but we've done a lot of design on a preliminary basis. And so all I've got to do is pull together all the costs for the past, disasters that have been related to erosion and landslide repair and so on, and including these ones that we've just gone with the program managers, and we can actually make it happen. So that's my report.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, okay. Thanks for sticking around and staying on our team. We really appreciate you, Jack. Really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for trusting me, Roy.
Absolutely, Jack. 100%. 100%. Any other questions for Jack from the board?
No. Thank you, Jack.
Well, listen, you can thank Gary and Travis. These guys, they take all my work and they make it better. So that's might as well be honest about it.
There's a great team here working today, Jack. It's a great team.
We're very fortunate.
Anybody else on the phone line have any further comments? Nope. Okay. Okay, with that being said, any other discussion from the board?
No.
Travis, Danielle? That being said, we will adjourn this meeting at 2:55, September 3rd, 2020. Great meeting.